Messerman News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. war effort against Iran will be winding down. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And they'll become tumbling down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor live coverage of President Trump's address to the nation tonight on many of these same stations. That address by the president to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The Supreme Court seemed inclined to strike down President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. In oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts tells Solicitor General D. John Sauer, it's unclear how already recognized exceptions to birthright citizenship can be at play here.
Children of ambassadors, children of enemies during a hostile invasion, children on warships, and then you expand it to a whole class of illegal aliens are here in the country. I'm not quite sure how you can get to that big group from such tiny and sort of idiosyncratic examples.
Artemis II with 4 astronauts is on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center with a 2-hour launch window beginning at 6:24 p.m. this evening. It's headed to an orbit around the moon. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 250. This is SRN News. The American Medical Association waffles on sex change operations, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Back in February, the largest doctors group in the U.S. indicated that sex change operations should be reserved for people who are legal adults, not kids. But now, under pressure from LGBT activists, the AMA has released a new statement saying it is not changing its original policy, which supports the surgeries for children under the age of 18. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons recently rejected sex change operations on youngsters. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are celebrating Passover tonight. It commemorates the exodus of ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And unlike other major Jewish holidays, it's centered on the home, not the synagogue. The central ritual of Passover is the Seder meal. It's celebrated around family dinner tables and at communal banquets. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
An increase in retail sales amid inflation worries.
Retail sales have increased, but the impact of the Iran war threatens to derail spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in February after dropping 0.1% in January. But there is a concern that Americans, already squeezed by years of elevated inflation, will cut spending because of higher gas prices. The average price per gallon jumped another 4 cents overnight and is now $4.06 a gallon. The price has increased more than $1 a gallon since the start of the war. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oil prices easing, that made life easier for investors on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 224 points. The S&P 500 had a good day. It managed a 46-point gain, and the Nasdaq was up by 250. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.